The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Jamie Lee Frazier in studio with me and Mo Rosette. What a great lineup. Hi, you guys.
Hello.
Hello.
We're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff today. We really are. And so thank you for joining us. And it's so great to have you guys in studio. I haven't seen you in a while.
It has been a while.
It has. Uh-huh. But what's everybody been doing? Mo, what have you been doing? Did you finish your
book?
Did
No.
But you did that week-long trip where you take your graduate.
Oh, is that coming up?
Yes. We took our adaptive athletes to the National Ability Center in Park City, Utah.
Yeah.
That's
it.
Nice.
Yeah. It was
nice.
Incredible. We did adaptive rock climbing outdoors, skiing, water skiing. We did whitewater rafting and a big challenge course where they're suspended about 40 feet over the ground.
That sounds like totally like, this is like an old word, but like such a blast.
Yeah, it was. It was great because you have people that 10 weeks prior to that, number one, a few of them couldn't walk. And they were terrified of walking across the floor. Now they're 40 feet off the ground walking across thin wire.
Well, let me tell people what you do. So Mo Brossette is currently the director of mindset and nutrition at the Adaptive Training Foundation, which helps to rehabilitate soldiers and athletes and just all people from all walks of life.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. If you are a veteran or civilian with an amputation, spinal cord injury, or a neurological disease, we have a 9-week program called Redefine.
Wow.
Yes.
And I love it. So you can find Mo at brossetteperformance.com. That's BROSSETTE. Your name is French, but it looks Italian.
Right? Every time, you guys.
I know. Every time. I got to bring it up. And of course, Jamie Lee, always a pleasure having this girl in studio. She's an award-winning business growth expert. And, you know, we're going to talk with her today about the power of vulnerability. And, you know, I love this topic. I'm not sure how vulnerable I'm going to be on the air today, but we'll see. You know, I'm very brave. And so maybe y'all will discover something about me or One Life Radio that I'm willing to share and be vulnerable.
You need to.
I love that.
That's the key.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're open, Ben.
I don't know. We'll
you
see.
You have to be open.
Okay. You know, I am very open. But, you know, you have to kind of watch it, too. You know, you gotta walk a... maybe a little bit of a fine line. We're going to find out with Jamie Lee here in a couple of minutes. You're not going to want to miss it. This girl's powerful, and her website is jamieleefrazier.com. And there's no I. It's just Jamie, JAIMELEEFRASER.com. JamieLeeFrazier.com.
And that's French.
Is it French? Well, you're from Australia, right?
Yes.
What are people in Australia? They're just Australian? Where do they come
we're
from?
Just Aussies.
Where did they start?
We're fair dinkum Aussies. Yeah.
What kind are you?
Did you guys evolve from kangaroos? Or am I thinking?
Yeah.
My family's actually from Malta initially. So we're from, my family came around, my mom was about 20. So.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And from where?
Malta. So just below Sicily.
Wow. Uh-huh. So you're really Italian.
I'm Maltese, but kind of Italian.
No wonder I like you so much. All right. Well, you know, it's great to have you both in studio, and it's always great to have Maura Davies on the line. She is the Vice President of Communications at the SPCA, that is the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals of North Texas. Today we're talking about how to add years to your pet's life. How are you doing today, Maura?
I'm doing great, and this is a really important topic out there because we all love our pets, and we want them to live as long as they can.
I agree, and I'm struggling with this myself. My oldest boy, Mick, is about 15 or 16 years old, and he sleeps in my bed at night, and I look over at him, I always think, like, how long is this going to last? And when he's gone, I just don't know what I'll do. I'll survive, obviously, but I love that boy so much, and I've had him since he was, probably 6 or 7 months old. Someone left him at the end of my street with a bag of dog food in the rain, and I'm not making that up to make it sound sappier. That is a true story. I've had him ever since, and I want him to live a really long time, so how can I do that?
Yes, well, the first thing you want to do is make sure you feed your pet a high-quality diet. So that not only gives them that really shiny coat, healthy skin, big bright eyes. But if they're eating the right food, it can help keep your pet's immune system strong, help their intestinal health stay good, and even increase his or her mental acuity.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also helps joints and muscles, and there's so much more. But finding the right diet for your pet is key.
Yeah,
so
it
that's
is.
That's going to differ on depending on your pet, their age, other health issues they have. So stay in touch with your veterinarian about what that best diet is.
Well, you know, and there's a lot of deception, and I was actually reading a lot about this last week because I ended up on this website that was selling like the world's best dog food or cat food, and then I think they do some dog products, and I typically don't give mentions, but I did buy like a ton of their food because I have 24 animals, mm-hmm. so any order that I make is going to be a big one, and I have 12 cats, and that doesn't include my daughter's 3 cats that are here over the summer from college. So I have 15 cats in my house. Anyway, Dr. Marty's Nature Blend, but on his website, it was talking about like a $32 million lawsuit that was filed against some dog food company in America for deception in their advertising. And then, you know, I was reading something else that I fell upon online that said something about FDA cracks down on all these different dog food manufacturers that are really putting out terrible products. So, Mike, the reason I'm bringing all this up is, how do you know? Like, how do you know?
That is why I always recommend working with your veterinarian, because they are going to be the ones spending the time getting to know the companies, knowing what's going on, who, what, when, where, why, how, all that good stuff. Veterinarians, mm-hmm. that is part of what they do. So mm-hmm. it is best to talk to them. Not only can they give you the pointers on what the best food is, mm-hmm. but the best food for your specific pet.
Yeah. Well, and I know, you know, one of the biggest, companies out there is Hill's Science Diet. I've bought it off and on for years right now. I give it to some of my cats. I feed them a little bit differently, try to mix it up so they get like, you know, well-rounded nutrition. I guess what you said, listening to your veterinarian is a good place, but I think you also have to keep your mind open as well that, who are they influenced by?
Exactly.
You know, no matter who it is that's advertising, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or who's representing a brand. Okay.
Exactly. And the most wonderful vets out there are going to be spot on what's good for your pet.
Yep. Right.
So the other things are keep your pet lean. Speaking of food, because pets that are overweight, obese pets can get joint disease, heart disease, diabetes. So that's a big one. And then jumping off from there, make sure you do take your pet for checkups to the veterinarian. I cannot stress this enough.
Mm-hmm.
A quick example for me, my sweet kitty cat Hemingway, who is 16, and I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, please keep on trucking, man, keep on trucking. I knew he was obese. He had been eating a specific food because he needed to,
mm-hmm.
because he had urinary tract blockage issues. And he started going downhill. We had had a checkup, but I went back and said, hey, something is weird with him. The veterinarian took a look at him, and it turned out he had developed diabetes because that food was so rich that
mm-hmm.
and he wasn't really exercised. He was really, really obese. So now he's lost the weight. He's not diabetic. And he would have passed away had I not made sure to keep him at the vets regularly, have taken him that day. So
that's
a biggie.
And it can make a big difference. Like I said, a lot of these pet companies, these pet food companies, they have all kinds of fillers and just plain crap. They even have rendered animals from the bone meal and things like that. And rendered means that it's come from a source like euthanized animals,
right.
You know, all kinds of really yucky stuff. And so, you know, my cat Luna, case in point, when I put her on a better quality cat food, she naturally, over the course of a year, just lost weight.
Mm-hmm.
And now
mm-hmm.
she's at a normal weight. So it really does make a difference. And I do need to take my, actually, my veterinarian comes to my house because I have so many pets.
That makes sense.
He does a house call for me. Yeah, it's just too hard. But, you know, I know you say to keep on this list is keep your pet's mouth clean. How do I do that? I barely have time to brush my own teeth. You know,
I know.
My animals.
It is tough. You know, the best advice that's often given is try to start brushing their teeth when they're babies. But when we adopt pets, when they find us, however we get our pets, they may not be babies.
Yeah.
So
okay,
the best thing to do is take them to regular dental checkups so your veterinarian can help you out there.
Yeah.
If you don't have time to brush their teeth. But there are all alternatives like dental diets, treats, and toys. And then your veterinarian can always perform some dental work on your pet's teeth.
Well, yeah, and some of those dental cleaner things, you have to be very aware. Read the ingredients.
Yes.
I actually bought some last week. I ended up buying the Whole Paws one from Whole Foods. I read the ingredients. I thought, okay, it's got to be better than some of the other ones. Who knows, though? At the end of the day, I didn't do an analysis. But what about the bully sticks? Because I buy those for my dogs to clean their teeth because, Maura, there's no way I'm brushing my dog or my cat's teeth. It's just not happening.
It can be difficult for some animals and some pet owners. You know, it really depends on the dog. You know, some dogs love bully sticks and they eat them really well, and some it can be problematic if they bite off too big of pieces. So you really have to get to know what your pet, how your pet interacts with things like bully stick or a rawhide, because they can either be very, very bad or very, very good. It's a tough call. I know. It's just kind of that you watch your pet with an eagle eye.
Well, and speaking of rawhide, rawhide is very bad for pets,
isn't
it?
That's what I've heard.
Very bad. Right?
It's you know, it's they're all different opinions out there. So I hate to keep on going back to this with this topic, but check with your veterinarian. That's just the best thing to do because they're in the know on everything. Yeah. They're up to date on everything.
Well, you just made me think of something. So Dr. Jimmy Norris, who I think you know, Maura, he's been my veterinarian for many, many years. He's an incredible veterinarian. And he's I'm going to give him a shout out. He's on St. Francis on the east side of town, Buckner Terrace Animal Clinic. Great guy, great practice. He has this product in his practice or his office that is a CET, like dental chews. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
And they're like a rawhide, except that they're safe rawhide, I believe.
Yes.
They're processed in such a way that they have, they're really good on the gums and the teeth. So,
yes.
Anything else?
super quick, last thing, if you want to keep your pet healthy for a long time, don't let them roam unsupervised. Cars can hit them.
Oh, my God.
Get them. They could be exposed to poisons, contagious diseases. So just not even just the whole be a good neighbor.
Yeah.
And, you know, pick up after your pet if they go potty in their yard. But keep them inside. The average lifespan of a cat that lives outside is much, much shorter than a cat who lives inside.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing with dogs. But just use common sense. Use your best judgment. These little guys are family members. Keep them safe, and then in many areas, it's city ordinance to keep them enclosed in an area. So just follow these general tips, and you'll have a lot more time to love on your pets.
Absolutely, and I'm going to add to that, Maura, not to one-up you, but this is something that just happened to a friend of mine. Put an ID on your dog, get it microchipped, everything you can do to ensure that, God forbid, if your animal get out, you get them back safely, because it happens all the time. Happened to a good friend of mine last week. Her heart is absolutely broken. The family is still looking. From the 4th of July, all the crazy fireworks. You know, every year, the homeless pets, lost pets goes up 30% on the 4th and the 5th of July because of all the stupid fireworks.
That makes sense.
It's so sad. And also the biggest one of all, please stay and neuter your pets. It helps them stay home. It prevents roaming, but it prolongs their life. And it does so many other things. We don't even have time.
Absolutely. Always love having you on the air. Thanks for helping me do the job, Maura. I always appreciate it.
You.
All right. Take care, everyone. Hey, and the fur ball is coming up in September. I think it's September 21st this year.
The fur ball?
It's a ball. It's a gala.
What is this?
Go every year. I probably am going to go. I don't know if I'm going to get tables this year, but if I do, you and your wife will have to come.
Can I bring Franklin?
Yes.
Yes.
Perfect.
I think so. All right. Well, we've got a great show coming up, everyone. You're not going to want to miss it. A Mo Brossette and Jamie Lee Frazier. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, Ketogenic Metabolic Nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. KetoMed.com. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
Do it.
I leave that baggage claim.
Oh my. my gosh, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Jamie Lee Frazier in studio with me and Mo Brossette. Oh my gosh, where do I start here? You know, we're going to be talking about the power of vulnerability, but I want to introduce you to all the players. Of course, you guys know Diamond and Avi, but Jamie Lee, this is like her second or third time here. She is an award-winning business growth expert, and Jamie Lee had her share of adversity to overcome when she survived a bombing attack at the age of 22. Before self-help and biohacking became mainstream, she discovered the power of vulnerability and positive psychology. Jamie Lee partners with both male and female entrepreneurs as a guide to expand growth, and she is also a master in neuro-linguistic programming and a mom of two. Again, her website is jamieleefrazier.com, and Mo Brossette is currently the director of mindset and nutrition at the Adaptive Training Foundation. Mo has been in the health and fitness industry for over 24 years. He is an expert on human behavior, mindset, movement, and nutrition, and he uses techniques learned personally and in his work with athletes of every level to help his clients manage stress, reduce pain, and achieve goals. Mo has helped many public and private companies through the implementation of his corporate mindset program. You can find him at brossetteperformance.com. So great to have both of you in studio today. Okay, I'm really excited to talk about this. Vulnerability. Okay, so how can you practice being vulnerable? I want to say right out of the gate, though, I think I'm pretty vulnerable. I'm pretty honest and open. I'm one of those people that wears her heart on her sleeve and gets myself in a lot of trouble sometimes over it.
Yeah. I think there's vulnerable in terms of sharing things openly, but then there's also the vulnerability of what's going on deep inside. Are we really showing the hard parts, the parts where we feel broken, the parts that scare us? And that's a big thing, showing up that way. Mm-hmm. And I think a big one, you know, how you practice being vulnerable is one, recognizing your worth. And because I think a big thing is we think if we're vulnerable, we're not strong. It's weakness.
It's actually courageous when you have the courage to put your vulnerability out there. Am I correct?
Massively. It took me 10 years to finally show up and talk about the bombing attack, because for me, I thought people are going to look at me as broken. Something is wrong with her. I was going to be judged, or maybe I wasn't going to be smart enough because maybe I've got something going on in my head. You know, how can we trust her? And that was a big piece where I was like, well, how do I start showing up? How do I start talking about it? And it's finding a safe place or a person one at a time, because sometimes we think we have to tell the whole world, but finding that one person that you can just start talking to and opening up about what's going on in your heart, how you're feeling, what you're thinking, and practicing vulnerability. There are many ways, because I think some of us like to write, some of us like to connect and speak. We all have different ways of one expressing what's going on, but one, I like to have a badass list. I think that's really important.
A badass list?
Yep.
What is that?
So it's recognizing your worth, what you are capable of, what you have been through, and reminding yourself of that.
Oh my gosh. There was a post by Paleo Boss Lady. If you can find it, I want to read it. It is so badass that she wrote a couple of days ago, and I was so impressed with her vulnerability and what she wrote, but she gave a powerful post. If Avi can find it, we'll read it. But I'm so excited about this topic. I really am, because so many people are so afraid to admit, you know, that they're weak in certain areas, or they've had a problem here or a problem there, or they've overcome something very big, and but giving details about what that struggle was really like.
Absolutely. You know? I think a lot of the time too, it's our thoughts, like what's going on in our head. We don't want to share that because we are worried that people are going to judge us, that something is wrong. But when you start connecting and talking about it, you realize how much we are all built the same.
I found the post, or Avi found it. So it's got some swear words in it. So I'm going to have to
improvise a little bit.
Repeat after me. I am a effing awesome person who has dealt with so much itty shay. and I have made it through it. And I am still cute AF and smart AF and funny and nice and intelligent. And I kick ass. And see, that's what made me think of it.
Right.
I didn't even know that. So that's why it came to my mind, because at the end of the statement, it said kick ass. What you said, you have to have a kick ass list, right?
Or badass list.
Okay. Badass list. You're right. Yeah. Okay. So what is it, the same thing?
Sure. Kick-ass, I think badass? It's reminding yourself when you are feeling in that place where you can't be vulnerable, there's something that's triggering us, right? There's something going on that's deeper. And that's what we're not talking about a lot of the time. We're diverting. How can I get away from this? Because it makes me scared. I want to run. Or I want to hide. And that's the issue that's happening. And the vulnerability piece is, how can we connect to that? And connection's a big piece for all of us. Mm-hmm. You know, we're always looking at ways that we can feel connected and feel accepted. And the big piece of vulnerability is, we're not going to be accepted and we're going to be judged. Mm-hmm. So how do we overcome that? And big things are, we've got to train the mind muscle, you know, of remembering how awesome we are and that we are worthy of feeling good, of feeling alive. And when we're holding back our vulnerability and our pain, we're living a life of stress, constant stress on our bodies, on our nervous systems. You know, and other things I think I like to do for me, sometimes I just like to journal. And I think that's another way of being vulnerable, but recognizing when you are feeling freak out mode because you don't want to talk to that person
but
for some reason.
But isn't part of the power of vulnerability is sharing it? So if you write it in a journal and you never share it, does it have the same effect?
Everyone has different ways of communicating, but journaling, I find, helps me to release the stress to start feeling safe again because usually it's a trigger that's coming up. Journaling is just a way to let it out, but also helping you connect the dots of why you are feeling those triggers. Self-awareness for some of us is not easy. You know, we don't want to actually look at what's going on under the covers of what's actually happening. But the vulnerability piece, I mean, some people have had trauma that they've never explored before. As children, as they've grown as adults. And the trauma could be something so small of someone just saying something to you that has just changed your whole life. But are we okay to talk about it? Should we make it a big deal? I mean, there's just so much conformity in society that if we are a certain way, then something is wrong with us. We're not accepted. You're outcasted. And this is what we're talking about with vulnerability. How can you take on practices that makes you realize you are worthy? And that's why I like the badass list. And I think journaling and finding that safe person to start talking about it, that's a good place to start to being vulnerable and showing up.
Wow. Well, we're going to continue talking about it. I'm going to bring you into this, Mo.
Yeah, I've got some opinions.
You got some good stuff?
Yes.
All right. Well, stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. KetoMed.com. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. They're touring right now. I thought that Mick was out of the game. He had a heart problem or something.
No, but he's back.
He was back.
Yeah, he was back like 4 or 5 weeks later in the studio.
Yeah,
getting his
doing it.
Jam
you do that
on.
Pretty well.
Doing the shimmy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I practice.
Well, they're going to be in Louisiana and they're going to be in Houston. I looked at the tour schedule this morning. That's so crazy that you would play that, Diamond. But Diamond knows what everyone likes on this show when it comes to music, and it's great to have her with us. But you know that song?
I do.
It's really old.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day. Oh, my gosh. Well, everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette, as I said, with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Jamie Lee Frazier in studio with me and Mo Brossette. Jamie Lee is an award-winning business growth expert, and Mo is currently the director of mindset and nutrition at the Adaptive Training Foundation. We're going to mix these two subjects together because Mo is going to be talking about the importance of rest, recovery, and reflection as it pertains to success, and Jamie is talking about the power of vulnerability, especially when it comes to business growth. So I'm going to ask you both, how does vulnerability help as far as business growth?
Wow. it's a huge one, you know. I think it's really interesting. Studies show from Harvard, a Harvard professor did a study, that 95% of buying is based on the subconscious mind. So that's number one for the buyer. But to be able to speak to buyers,
yeah,
the person who is showing up, the brand or the business, needs to become vulnerable enough mm-hmm. to be able to connect on a deeper level.
Yeah.
And being vulnerable in business works in so many ways. One, in leadership, team performance, growth, just performance in general. You've got financial performance, you've got productivity. I mean, vulnerability is huge. Mm-hmm. But I've definitely found it with clients that tapping into their story or brand story and pulling the layers, uncovering the layers, there mm-hmm. is a lot of trauma that is going on for mm-hmm. the actual entrepreneur, leader, whatever like you'd oh, like yeah. to call it. And I have found that that transformation alone has been massive in their confidence, in how to lead better as better leaders, mm-hmm. but also in how to connect. Because I think connection, I don't know if I've spoken to you before about the word cause. And I use this principle, actually Sean and I use this with our clients, is connection, authenticity, uniqueness, storytelling and emotion are the five key things when it comes to branding and sharing your story mm-hmm. to connect with your audience. And yeah. that is what, if you wish to use the word sell, but that's what connects. It's building trust. It's being authentic. And that's what people are desiring.
Yeah.
They're sick of the BS, you yeah. know?
Authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
It's rare.
It is. And that's where vulnerability comes into play.
Especially in this town, Dallas, Texas. I'm serious. I'm going to call Dallas out. We've got some of the phoniest people on the planet here and some of the greatest people too.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you know, you better have deep pockets and you better be pretty or Dallas, Texas, for the most part, you're not going to do very well. And it's really
unfortunate.
It's really unfortunate and it's mm-hmm. really not cool. And I wish Dallas would get a lot more cool and lay off the money and the looks mm-hmm. and concentrate on what's really important, mm-hmm. what you're talking about. About is mm-hmm. connection
mm-hmm.
and maybe getting out in there out of your safety zone or your beautiful neighborhood and maybe pitching in and helping other people on the planet. You don't see a lot of that here. You just don't.
No.
And this is what they're afraid of, and I think most. And this is another thing, you know, when you talk about why people be afraid to be vulnerable, Brené Brown, because she talks about this in her book. So she's an author, but also a research professor and on vulnerability and courage. But she talks about that the biggest thing that we suffer from as humans is the emotion shame.
Mm.
Okay. But the thing is, shame is no different for male or females. But what it is how we want to be perceived. For mm-hmm. men, it's being strong,
mm-hmm.
not weak.
Mm-hmm.
And for women, if you're talking about, you know, the glam and the flash and all mm-hmm. that, I mean, hey, we all like nice things, mm-hmm. but the reason is they want to be seen as perfect, like they have everything
mm-hmm.
together.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why you probably see, you know, the Stepford kind of wives and doing the things.
Yeah.
It's they don't want to be seen because they're afraid to, just as much as you and I, mm-hmm. that they're going to be judged.
Well, and even more so now with all the Instagram filters.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like you
oh,
can't
gosh.
See a photograph of a woman particularly without it being adjusted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like that's not you. That's not you and your authentic self. That's not you. What are you hiding?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, and it's been this way for years, and like the magazines and having the perfect figure and mm-hmm. looking, you know, a certain way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like right when we were getting to the point where that was starting to not be the norm, then someone introduces some sort of Instagram filter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, you're seeing people that are in their 40s with this glassed over look like they're a painting.
Yeah.
And it's not right.
Well,
that's
the
not
whole
who
Instagram
are.
Thing. So, you know, you guys, both of you, what do you think about Instagram?
Ooh.
I mean,
can we talk about it? I'm so over it. I'm really over it. Like, it's annoying. You've got to have a robot, then you got to have so many likes, and if you got to do this, you got to do that. And it's like, what the hell are we all thinking? We've been sucked down into this hole of Instagram,
you know,
and especially Instagram. Facebook, not so much. But Instagram is like the devil's hole or something, I swear.
You're right. But here's what I have to remind myself, because I have to use Instagram for my business.
We all do.
Right?
Right?
That's
we all
why
do.
I'm asking.
But if you wade through all the BS and you don't think about that, understand that there are people out there that need the information that we're able to provide
Absolutely.
Them. And that's what I remind myself on a daily basis. My mm-hmm. wife does the same thing. She's like, mm-hmm. I don't like doing this stuff. I'm like, mm-hmm. yeah, but think about the people that we're actually helping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's the few people that need to understand how to be vulnerable
mm-hmm.
and how to accept who they are
mm-hmm.
and just to be a human. Those are the people that we're helping. And the other ones are going to weed themselves out. There's always going to be that
mm-hmm.
in any situation that you're in. So we just have to, I know I do that, and I do that with my clients as well. Like, just don't pay attention to those things. Go in, do your thing, get out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, so what do you, and what do you agree?
I agree too. I mean, I feel what I have learned is a lot of my clients, because I don't advertise my work per se, but I will show up on Instagram or mm-hmm. Facebook, or it's through word of mouth. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I've noticed is that I will get random messages off people that I've never met mm-hmm. online. Mm-hmm. And like Mo said, they're appreciative. That one message, that one thing that you showed, they're just like, oh my God, that's what I needed today.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's worth it all. You know? And I think that's the thing, is remembering if we can impact one life in a positive way, then we've done our job.
Well, that's the foundation of the show.
Right. But
that's
frustrating.
Yeah.
I get it.
When I started the show, by the way, in a couple of weeks, it'll be 8 years I've been on the air, and I've had multiple people like yourselves be in studio. I'm going to get all verklempt here.
Love it.
Like yourself, you know, help me on this journey to really try to put some good information out there for people that can't afford a shrink, that people that can't afford a trainer, that don't know where to begin because, you know, they're making minimum wage or $10 an hour and they've got kids at home and they don't know where, they don't know what to do, what to shop for, how to eat. All these things that we talk about on the air, trying to improve other people's lives. But when I started the show, I remember telling myself many, many times, and I still feel that way now, that if we change one person's life mm-hmm. during that broadcast, mm-hmm. then we've done what we were set out to do. We've accomplished success for that day. And that's, I think that's so important. And
it's
so
massive.
And by the way, radio was the original social media, long before television, long before Facebook, long before Instagram, mm-hmm. and it's never going away.
Absolutely. You know something I just thought about? Because we also get, we get caught up in the amount of likes that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have like 24, 25 likes on something, you're like, oh, that's not a lot. And you kind of get down on yourself.
Oh,
but imagine if you had 25 people in the room with you and they all said thank you.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the impact. So mm-hmm. think of it that way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That could be a game changer for people.
Yeah, I love that. I love that mindset. And that's what you're an expert in, right?
I literally just thought of that.
It's
you're good.
You're in flow, baby.
Yeah.
You're good.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So if you're never vulnerable, what does this do to your mental health and your success if you're never vulnerable? Because I know people like this.
Yeah.
And I hope one of them's listening right now because I feel this is such an important subject.
Wow. Well, one, I mean, the first thing that comes to me, are they living fully? But the impacts, we talk, I mean, just again, research, if you think of manifesting in your body, there's inflammation, creating disease, mental health issues. This is real stuff that happens from trauma, because if they're not showing up fully, there's some form of trauma going on underlying,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we talk to ourselves sometimes not very healthy, and we put ourselves in this position, and by not talking about it, it can create disease. And it's interesting. So Yale researchers have shown that from a childhood trauma, for example, that the stress hormones in our body, they alter our genes, and we're basically living in constantly high stress
mm-hmm.
from a trauma that happened years ago.
Yeah.
But by just addressing the trauma, just talking about it, that's it. That there has been a 35% reduction in the episodes or whatever, you know, experience that they're going through or mm-hmm. seeking help
mm-hmm.
by just talking about it. And that's the mm-hmm. first part
that's
of becoming
the first
part. Vulnerable.
I'm thinking of Third Eye Blind and the song Jumper about, you know, put the past away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just put the past away.
Mm-hmm.
Why do so many people have so much difficulty doing that? Is there any bit of advice that you can give somebody out there listening that really needs to put the past away?
You have to accept it. I mean, that's what I talk about with my athletes all the time, especially the veterans, right? And our adaptive athletes. It doesn't matter who you used to be. It doesn't matter what happened to you. It matters where you are right now in this moment. And until you can understand that and release what happened and who you used to be, you're never going to be able to become who you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the important part. You have to accept it.
You have to accept it. I love it. I love this whole conversation. And we're going to continue on with Mo Borsett, or Brosett, excuse me, and Jamie Lee Frazier. We'll be right back. Let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Reaching for something in the distance. So close you can almost taste it. Release your inner... One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. KetoMed.com. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorn Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. You ready to get busy?
Now I'm ready.
This is a great song to do my sponsor shout outs.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And you can keep it rolling. You can go to our website, onelifradio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. And you can go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this programming to you.
I just love this song. I can't help bouncing.
Like,
can't stop the feeling.
I love this song. Well, it's a great song. It makes you happy. And you know what? We all could use a little bit more of that. And that's why I love my sponsors. I really do. They are sponsors that truly care about you. Sun Warrior has been with us for over 5 years, guys. Think about that. They are a great company that really want to help people improve their lives. Great companies like Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Go to their website, sunwarrior.com, and use the code OLR for 20% off your orders. And of course, Crazy Water, sold right here in Mineral Wells, Texas. It's local, and it's a great water, and it comes straight out of Mineral Wells, out of this well. I don't know if you've ever been there, but that hotel that's there, they're redoing it, but it's this amazing old hotel that like greats like John Wayne used to go and stay at.
In Mineral Wells.
In Mineral Wells, believe it or not.
I'm sure we can find it because it's not that big of a metropolis.
Well, they just no, it's right, it's beautiful.
It's the Baker Hotel.
The Baker Hotel, they're redoing it.
Really?
And it's been vacant for like 40, 50 years, something like that, maybe 30 or 40 years, but yeah, it's right in Mineral Wells, Texas, and the Crazy Water wells are right next door to it, so right down the street, so check it out sometime. They even have a spa. Crazy Water has a spa where you can do like a...
In Mineral Water?
In Mineral Wells. Yeah, and the hotel will be open, I think, by next year, something like that, but yeah, it's a great little town, so check it out. And of course, Honest Hemp, they've been with us for a long time too. Happy, healthy, honest. Visit them at honesthemp.com and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. And of course, Paleo Magazine, great recipes, products, and articles on all around wellness. They've been with us for a while now too. And Wellbeing Journal, one of the most respected journals out there. In fact, when we were during the break, we were talking, I had this pulled up out of the Wellbeing Journal about psychiatric medication and violence. We were talking about Chris Cornell of Soundgarden and how he committed suicide and his family, that they expected that his anti-anxiety prescription drug led to the altered state that he was in the night that he died. And so that's why I like the Wellbeing Journal. They talk about stuff that nobody really wants to put out there.
Right. And this is the thing that worries me about those medications. It's just so easily given away.
Oh, you're
easy
feeling a bit
down.
Away.
Here, yeah. Have some.
Well, you know, and so our newest sponsor, I want to be sure to mention KetoMed. It's a great product. You need to try it. Check them out at KetoMed.com. Get $40 off and free shipping. And I think I've got everybody except for Thorn Research. We have a dispensary. And no, it's not a marijuana dispensary. It is a supplement dispensary on our website at OneLifeRadio.com/Thorn. A great company as well. So, okay, let's talk about this. Mo Brossette is currently the Director of Mindset and Nutrition at the Adaptive Training Foundation. Mo has been in the health and fitness industry for over 24 years, and he is an expert on human behavior, mindset, movement, and nutrition. He uses techniques learned personally and in his work with athletes of every level to help his clients manage stress, reduce pain, and achieve goals. Mo has helped many public and private companies through the implementation of his corporate mindset program, BrossettePerformance.com. So good to have you in studio. And Jamie Lee, she is an award-winning business growth expert. We're talking about the importance of rest, recovery, and reflection as it pertains to success. So, all right, Mo, today we talked about a lot of this, but let me ask you, how do you define success, you personally?
Wow, that's a big one. How do I define success? Uh-huh. I define success by whatever I'm doing that fulfills me. Mm-hmm. Whatever makes me happy, whatever makes me get up in the morning and want to do what I'm currently doing, that is success to me.
And as a man, is financial success
play
into that?
No, it's not.
Well, good for you.
It used to be. In Dallas, it's hard for to be.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not even in the picture. Because if you're not happy, I know a lot of people that make a lot of money that are miserable.
Oh, me too. Mm-hmm.
And I would not wish for that life for myself.
Yeah.
And so that's how I define it. I love what I do, what I get to do on a daily basis. And I you couldn't give me another job.
I love that. And it shows because you're very passionate. So let's talk about rest, because so many people do not get enough of it. They don't get enough sleep. They don't get enough mental or emotional rest. So what's your take on that?
We need to prioritize that more so than we need to prioritize, especially athletes training, especially businessmen and women staying up late, working extra hours, working overtime. There have been multiple studies that show that after 90 minutes at most, and actually the studies have shown 90 minutes is the longest, but around 50 to 52 minutes is the most that we can cognitively function at a high level without diminishing returns. So in the business world, you have these people that just grind and grind and grind, and they're not getting as much done as they could be.
Yeah.
If they would be vulnerable with themselves and allow themselves to say, I need a break. But we're taught the opposite. We're taught you've got to get out there and hustle. You've got to wake up at 5 o'clock and you've got to go until you can't go anymore, then do it again the next day.
Yeah.
And that's what destroys people. And that's what destroys your happiness. And I feel
that's what's destroying me right now. I'm being very vulnerable here.
Yeah.
I was up at 2:45 in the morning last night. Couldn't go back to sleep until 4:30. I laid in my bed reading Thich Nhat Hanh, just trying to relax my mind and not be fearful. I was just full of fear and I could not sleep.
Well, we think we have to suffer in order to be successful. And that couldn't be further from the truth. You know, I was actually talking with a client about that this week who believes that unless he's suffering in multiple facets, then he doesn't deserve the right to do X, Y, or Z. Mm-hmm. As an endurance athlete, I had to teach myself that because the adage is if you're not doing it, the next person is. Like your competition's training.
Oh, yeah.
So you better get your butt up and train harder.
Yeah.
And I had to literally make myself sit in my chair for an entire day and realize that I wasn't going to explode and lose all of my fitness.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And that's where it's at. You have to rest and recover. And when you train, when you exercise, when you work out, you're breaking your body down. You're weakening your immune system. You're creating inflammation. You grow and you get faster and you gain endurance when you sleep and when you rest.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the mind in business. And that's the important part. And there was a great post that I put on
my
Instagram.
Your posts are great, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You.
I love your Instagram.
Changing lives, mate.
I do love yours too, Jamie.
Yes.
You always put a lot of very inspirational ones.
But it was from Zach Galifianakis, the comedian. The brother from.
That one.
Yeah.
The Vegas thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I forgot it.
Hangover.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But he had a great quote that said, destroy the idea that you have to be constantly working or grinding in order to be successful. Embrace the concept that rest, recovery, and reflection are essential parts of the progress towards a successful and happy life. And that's key.
Bam.
Right?
And you have to laugh. You got to learn to laugh. It's so funny. Like, I haven't watched The Hangover, I don't know, in years and years, but I watched it last week and I watched it in two parts. I laid in bed literally laughing so loud that I woke my daughter up in the other room.
Yeah.
And they don't hear me laugh like that. Laughing out loud, not very often, especially right now. I told you, like, I'm under this incredible stress load.
Right.
And I just, I'm a bit lost. I am. I'm being very vulnerable, Jamie.
I love that, though. It's so important. And I think self-awareness is really key. So, Mo, I look at it, too. I think sometimes we are not listening to our bodies. But what's happening, other things are happening in our nervous system that are underlying, like, can you talk more about that? Because I see that a lot with performance and people resting and recovering, like you said, with the grind. What's happening inside our bodies?
We're becoming less self-aware, and we're becoming numb to the sensation and the feeling of fatigue, both mental and physical, and what that's doing to our bodies. Because we're again taught that that's just how you're supposed to operate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like what happens the first time when you see somebody you haven't seen in a couple weeks or however long? Like, how are you doing? Like, oh man, I'm just so busy.
Yeah.
Like we've
I don't like that word busy.
Right.
I don't either.
But we've
word.
Programmed ourselves to be under stress because that means I'm successful.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Instead mm-hmm. of instead of allowing having the awareness to say, "Hey, I need some time for me. I need to wake up. I need to create a morning routine. Mm-hmm. I need to make sure I start the day in a parasympathetic nervous system state by doing diaphragmatic breathing and meditation and reflection and journaling mm-hmm. and create space for that."
Mm-hmm.
And
good
when you
stuff.
Can do that, then you can become more aware and then you can be creative. Then ideas can flow. And that's where you become successful.
Bam. I love
okay.
it.
I'm in. I'm all the way in. But we got to talk about reflection next time you're on because
yes.
that's the last piece, right? The reflection part of it and a very important one. So great to have you both in studio with us today. Jamie Lee Frazier and Mo Brossette. You can find Mo at brossetteperformance.com and Jamie at jamieleefrazier.com. That's F-R-A-S-E-R. And podcast after the broadcast. We're
yep.
getting ready to record right after we go off the air, which is in like 10 seconds. You get
go.
One body, you get one mind, and you get one life. So get out there today and be translucent.
Yeah, baby.